Welcome back to Signals on 91.3 Lagos Stocks. This morning, we'll be looking at the real estate properties and beyond real estate. Signals Marketplace is over. We continue next week, Saturday in the morning, 10 to 10:15. If you have questions or comments, kindly send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-234-5913. And we'll go straight to the conversation for today. I have with me... Femi Nashall is coming through, Abi. I have to say thank you before you send me back in. I have with me a quantity surveying graduate of Yaba Tech and an alumnus of Lagos Business School. She's a real estate consultant, quantity surveyor, and builder. It's even good that we have a quantity surveyor because they have to explain some terms. She's the founder of MJ Realtor. Is it Realty? Realty. Hi. A real estate company that specializes in property marketing and sales, real estate portfolio management, construction, and interior decoration, which she founded in 2020 and recorded in remarkable strides in real estate sales and marketing. Now, quickly, is she's a loving mother of three adorable children, and she can read, she can bead, and she's looking very gorgeous with me this morning. And so we're asking her a lot of questions. So join me as we welcome... Yes, we welcome on stage. That's on Signals stage, Morenike Jayola and Ikwe. Welcome to Signals.
Good morning.
Don't worry. We're just going to have fun and just... Right, so you're fine. Now, we're talking real estate. And before we came on air, I was asking you that people really buying real estate. And you said yes. So start telling me why you said yes.
Yes, people are buying real estate almost on a daily because... Okay. Housing is one of the basics, in fact, the first that we need in life, you know, to survive.
You need a shelter.
You need shelter.
But sometimes the shelter can be very expensive.
Real estate is selling.
How?
Buying. Because especially in Lagos, I can speak for Lagos State, you know, there's always this daily influx of people and they need places to stay. You know, I always tell people Lagos State is developable. There's no part of Lagos State that is not developable.
With the road network and the traffic. Did you see the traffic?
Hey, with the traffic, people are still coming here now. Are they not coming?
So Lagos is a commercial city.
But they need somewhere to stay. Hey, you've not given us a reason why people are coming into Lagos. It's a commercial city. So people come here on a daily and then, of course, they will need somewhere to stay. Mm. So that is the reason why real estate will always sell. You know, you see, there's this deficit of housing. Yeah. The gap is still very wide.
But I only see a lot of empty houses.
Well, people are buying. People are buying. Forget some of those empty houses already have owners. They're probably not sure what they want to do with it yet. Some they'll put it on rent. Some will put it for short let. You know. And then most times you don't necessarily have to live where your investment is. So that's why you see some houses empty. But trust me, those houses have owners.
They have owners, but they should come and write it out. Now, what's the difference between somebody who wants to get a property and turn to shortlet? Because there's an influx of shortlets everywhere. Everybody's turning their house to shortlet.
Shortlet. The name is self-explanatory. It's a shortlet. It's different from hotels. Mm. You know, in a shortlet, you can do whatever you want. You can cook. You can do anything. Unlike in a hotel where you're limited, you know. And then shortlet is time. There's a time frame for it. You can decide to stay for 3 months. You can decide to stay for 6 months. You can decide to stay for 1 year. You know,
I will need the rent.
Yeah, yes, you can determine how long you want to stay in a place. You know, unlike a rent, where most of the time is always 1 year and above. So people find it more flexible to stay in short lets. So it's more economically viable, and then it's commercially viable as well. So that's why. You know, investors prefer to go into shortlet than rent or just selling their houses.
But what do you think? What do you think has been the reason for this shortlet? Because everybody's almost turning their house to
shortlet.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's profitable. That's why it's profitable. For example, now you see somebody coming in from somebody
UK,
in
London,
and comes in for maybe wants to be around for 3 months. It will make economical sense to opt for shortlet than, you know, going for hotels or rent. And most times, most landlords won't give you houses for 3 months, 6 months. No. It has to be 1 year and above. So it doesn't make sense for you to want to come in and go for rent. So they prefer short lets. Hmm. That's why short lets is profitable right now.
But are lands really selling?
Lands? Yes. Lands are selling.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
Tell me, I will explain it more.
Calm down.
I'm calming down at the moment.
Calm down. I'm sure you've been hearing Ekpe is selling, Ibejileki is selling.
With the refinery that.
Hang on now.
Oh, yeah. Let me land. She has the floor.
Yes, Ekpe is selling. Ekpe is selling. Sometimes it sounds so cliche, but for a fact, that is the next frontier. That is the next big thing in Lagos State. You know, we can't harp on it enough. Let me tell you why.
Why?
A lot of things are happening there. You mentioned the refinery. Yeah. You mentioned the free trade zone. You mentioned a lot. That's where it is happening right now.
For Ikorodu is no longer happening.
Well, I don't know. Ikorodu people, I don't know what they are going to do about themselves.
Because I had a conversation with someone like 2 to 3 days ago. Yes. And the lady was complaining of how they say people should buy land in Ikorodu and then the rent is very small after all the development. And she was not happy about it. I was like, okay, while we're talking, I said I was going to ask you.
Yes, the difference between Ikorodu and Ekpe is that there are lots of commercial activities in that part of town.
Mm.
So you understand. And Lagos State government has a huge presence in
that Ikorodu?
No.
In Ekpe?
Ekpe, yes, yeah. In Ekpe. There are lots of things. There's the film city, there's the food hub and a lot of things that happen.
Another life.
You know, exactly. If you decide to have your base in Ekpe, believe you me, you won't have any business in other parts of Lagos because you have everything you need in one place.
It's there.
Yeah. Then you have Ibejileki. Of course, you have our free trade zone. We have our refinery. You have our deep sea port and stuff like that. So, you see, you need to be part of the action. You really need to be. I'm telling you.
The action
you're
talking about is money.
Action is there, but you can start small. You can start. You don't necessarily have to buy land or 100 million or 50 million.
What's the average price?
Okay, for Ekpe, you can get land for between 2 million. Yeah.
Half plot or full plot?
Full plot now. Half plot is 1 million. is 1 million. But there are flexible payment plans. You know, you don't necessarily have to bring the money bam like that. You know, if you are interested, you know, the thing is for you to be interested. Some people, they undermine these things. They just, you know, determine their mind, I can't do it. But if you look deep down, you really can't do it.
No, but you know, when people come to you to say they want to buy land, what's really running through their mind?
Thank you for that question. You see, some people don't really know what they want. Some really don't know. They will think they know.
Okay.
But they don't. You know, there are several facets to investments. You know, it could be that you want something you can build right away. It could be something you want for future investments. But some people are confused. That is where we come in. We advise you, okay, what do you want to do? Then when you listen to them, you just discover that what they want is not what they really want or what they need. You understand? You know, some people will have 2 million and they want to buy land that they want to start building.
It doesn't
work that way. If you want land that you want to build, you need to have like maybe 50 million. That's where you go and buy a buy and build.
So there's a buy and build land.
Yeah, there's buy and build. You have ready established communities where you can just start building immediately. So buy and build lands are more expensive. They're on the high side. So if you have like 2 million, you know, in real estate, your budget will determine where you will find yourself.
Somebody cannot just have one lose 2 million now and say they want to buy in Lekki.
You're right.
You can't even rent.
You know why these things are like that. You say Lekki VI, all those ways are
saturated.
Okay. You know, they've peaked their investment level, you know, they've peaked. You know, but by the time you start coming down Ikate, Orchid, Chevron, you can still see those places too, I imagine.
But they're not as peaked as
Phase 1.
As you are mentioning all those areas, all I'm seeing is traffic.
But people are still coming in. Ask me why people are still moving there on a daily. We complain traffic, but people have refused to leave the place alone.
The traffic.
You get waiting and they still for there.
They are overseeing this because I think it was one day I was going to, the island. We're already on the island now. We're going through Aja. And
see, somebody said, I won't leave you or something. Somebody is talking to
me. Oh, that's the one. Because yeah. I look at it and is the road network really helping, even with the lands that are coming up?
Well, that's now...
The government thing. Okay.
We need to have alternative routes. There are alternative routes, but over time they will be developed.
Okay.
So let's just be patient. These things will eventually emerge, you know. So those of us that are here now are doing the suffering and smiling, we will eventually enjoy, you know. So let's just establish ourselves first. Let's stay here first and be the Baba Sale of the world.
Now, what's your take on the type of houses being built and rented out for exorbitant prices?
Very good question. First of all, because of land use.
Okay, when explain that land use.
When a developer buys land,
that's
a very expensive price. What do you expect that he will build? You know, so if you buy land for like, say, 150 million, so by the time you build it and develop it, how much do you think he will sell it or rent it? You know, so those are the issues, those are the things that, affects the prices of rent and all of that. Then the cost of building, look at the inflation rate. I don't even need to talk too much.
The inflation is not,
So that is just it. This inflation affects everything.
But with the inflation, people are still building.
They're still building because they must build. People will live in houses. We can't say because it's expensive, we now sit and not do anything. People will live in houses, you know. So that is just it's the signs of our times, you know.
Sometimes people struggle with C of O. What are your thoughts on C of O?
Some people
would meet people and say, okay, tell us more about C of O.
Well, C of O is a land title. It means a certificate of occupancy. It means that the...
Kaede, please, I'm begging you in the name of God. I'm begging you. That's Kaede. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so C of O is certificate of occupancy given by the governor. It's the governor that authorizes the C of O. It means that this person has been given the permission to own this property.
Okay.
You know, so people view it as the highest form of land title, but there are other important land titles as well. You have governor's consent, you have the gazette, etc.
But sometimes these things are very hard to get.
No, they are not. They are processes. What people call hard to get, probably the time and all of that, then the money involved. But it is very important that we go through
all of that.
The processes, you understand, the bureaucracy involved and all of that. It's all actually for checks and balances, you know, so that you don't fall along the wayside and stuff like that. So we just be patient. There are processes. There's a procedure to it. You just have to go through that procedure so you get your CFO.
Tell us a bit about why you founded the MJ Realty.
Yes, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. I discovered that people found it difficult to procure
land,
not just land, properties. And you discover that they are afraid, you know.
Because of the scams.
Being burnt and fear of not wanting to be burnt and stuff like that. And I discover, you know what, let's go find out what this is all about. You know, so I got into it and did a lot of observation. I observed. I got burnt along the way too. But I learned. You know, everything's all about experience. So when I discovered one or two things that were going on. I just noticed that people just need to do more, you know. You need to do more. You need to do your investigation, you know. You don't just give off your money like that. Give somebody your money and expect everything to be nice and dandy. No, you need to put in an extra work yourself. Because you are going to give away millions of naira. You should be able to, you know.
Follow the money.
Put in a little more effort. You know, so I looked at it and I said, it's not really that hard. All you need to do is just put in
more effort,
you know. So that was what I decided to come into and then sensitize people. It wasn't really about the money. It was about a need. There's a need for people to know certain things. You know, just sensitize them, tell them what they know, what they need to know, Some, like I said earlier, some people are confused. They really don't know. They just want to own real estate, but they don't really know how to go about it. You know, so I decided to put myself out there, learn the ropes, still learning the ropes, because there are so many things to learn. We learn every day. So yeah, now discover that the basic is really to do your due diligence. Do your due diligence, then involve other professionals, you know, i.e. a lawyer, a surveyor. A surveyor is very important. A land surveyor is very important in your quest to get real estate. Then a realtor, that's where we come in. Then you advise people, you tell them what they want. You help them decide what they want. Some people, they have a family. They want something for their family. But by the time they come to you, they ask for something different. Then it's you that now tell them, look, this is how you go about it. This is what you ask for. This is what you acquire and all of that. Some, it's not, they are not asking for where they want to live. They want somewhere they will invest in. So we help people with their investment portfolio. Like I always say, you start small. Then when you start small, you can start, you know,
building up.
You can start with a small piece of land that will there maybe over 2-3 years to appreciate. You can decide to sell it off. You can decide to do whatever with it and then go a step further. You know, so, and so far so good. It's been interesting.
Tell us a bit about due diligence, because every time you meet people that you want to buy, they tell you due diligence, and sometimes you don't understand it. So for a novice like me who
okay, let me take you through it. For example, now you want to buy a piece of land somewhere. You just see this nice location and see this piece of land. The first thing you do is to take a surveyor there. I'll always mention the surveyor.
Thankfully, you're a surveyor. So continue.
I'm a quantity surveyor.
Okay.
I'm talking about a land surveyor now.
We are different.
Yes, we are different. You even have an estate surveyor as well.
Continue. Just value. Go ahead.
Take a land surveyor there. He will chart the coordinates of the land. He will chart the coordinates of the land for you. Then after charting the coordinates, he will go and run it in the system at the land bureau to be sure that this land is free from every known encumbrance. To be free.
So the encumbrance means any family wahala, village trouble.
It could be government acquisition. It could be that land could lie under government acquisition, where government can wake up tomorrow and say, look, we want to use our land. This is our land, you know. Yes. So due diligence is very, very important. Okay, no matter how attractive that land is.
So buy a small piece of land, give it to
the land surveyor.
Land surveyor. After land surveyor.
Then when it's free, when it's clear, then you can.
Do we have free lands in Lagos?
Yes. There are some places they call freehold.
Okay.
You find them mostly in Ekwe.
Okay.
So freehold land is such that the governor has no hold over it. You know, basically, the governor owns everything in the state. He owns everything.
The present governor. No,
the governor, the governor, whoever is in power.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who is
the there. Person is.
But
okay.
The power the governor has is such that he owns
every.
The whole state. So they can decide, okay, we'll cover this particular portion of the land and give it back to the community. That's what we call an excision.
Okay.
That portion of land has been excised.
To the community.
So when that excision now goes into the government records and it's written somewhere in one of their documents, that's what you call a gazette.
Okay.
It's been gazetted that this community's land was excised.
Okay.
You understand? So that particular title is very, very good. You can from there just go and do your CFO. You can apply for a CFO with a gazette which has excision. Then you have
after the land surveying it and ensuring that it's free or
yes,
not free
and all that. So if your land is gazetted, for example, now you can just go ahead and okay, you can pay for the land. You see that okay, the land is okay, and then you do some before you pay for the land, you do some other investigations around. You know,
around people, the area. Is
you
it?
You know, talk to the locals there. Yeah, you know, in Shembi by. You know,
okay.
You do all those.
Checks and balances.
Yes, you ask questions. Just don't just put your money down. You ask questions. And if somebody is buying, it's going to help you buy land, you know, on your behalf. For example, people in the diaspora, those people,
they're trying.
They did them dirty.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
So the trust deficit is low.
Yes, it's low. And I understand. But now things are easier. It's not as difficult and cumbersome like it used to be.
And you send money home and they don't ask anything.
It's not as sorrowful as it used to be. There are processes to these things. Okay. Now, you understand. So, yeah. And then you do you ask around. And so, yeah, I was saying that if someone is buying on your behalf, make sure that person is a trusted person. Try. Go the extra length.
To trust the person. Not that the person is my family or my brother or my sister. That one has even burnt people's hands anyway.
No. The person that will help him might necessarily not be a family member.
Okay.
You understand? So look at the antecedents. Look at their records, what they've done before and stuff like that.
If somebody is buying on my behalf, what are the questions I should be asking the person that, okay, they said this, they said that, and you know, so that you are able to...
As the person is doing the investigation, you follow up, you know, ask for how far they've gone, proof. Of what they've done, and thank God for smartphones and stuff. You can do videos, you know. This is where I am.
There are some videos that you will do that. They will show you somebody's house.
No, like how it used to be, where there was nothing to show.
Sure, okay.
You understand? I'm talking about, we've not even started building now. We are talking about the steps the person have gone through, the offices they've entered, the people they've talked to, and all that.
Person that is going to buy on my behalf, I'm looking at the person.
We are doing it together, live video, everything, you know. The person is seeing what
you're
doing.
Thank God for smartphones.
It's not as bad as it used to be before. You know, so yeah. And then I want to talk about you know, I want to try and allay fears of people that they really want to buy real estate but they don't know how to go about it, or they're afraid, or peradventure something went wrong, how do they get their money back and things like that. Like I said, there are, you know, processes and, you know, some things have been put in place, and I give kudos to Lagos State Government. You know, about 3-4 years ago, they launched Lagos State Real Estate Regulation Agency, LASRERA.
Okay.
So this agency now is going to help us take care of a lot of things. You know, there's the Consumer Protection Agency. Then you have the Citizens Mediation Center. Those are some of the agencies they put in place to help us
navigated.
Yes, and incidents is where
people buy
and they don't get what they paid for. You know, yeah, those agencies take care of. You don't have to suffer alone anymore. If you've suffered such losses, come out, speak up. Talk about it. Yes, don't suffer alone. There are, you know,
agencies involved
that will help you. They'll help you recover. Just have your proof. Just have your evidence that I paid so amount to this person. You know, they will come. And I encountered the people heading this parastatals. They are passionate people. Okay, they are people that are really out to help you. Okay. So they will help you whether you know them or not. It's not a matter of man, no. There are some people that are just naturally passionate about things like that.
Carry your matter on their head.
Yes, I'm Mr. Adebayo Shulebo. He's the one heading LASCOPA. LASCOPA is a Lagos State Consumer Protection Agency.
Okay.
I think their office is somewhere at Allen Avenue, Ikeja or something. Then Mrs. Biola Useni, she's the one heading Citizens Mediation Center. This woman, she's a seasoned lawyer. She knows her onions and she's very, very passionate. So when you see that you've suffered one loss, especially these developers' issues.
Those developers are from... from Ancient of this, let's just put that glass.
Where do we even begin? But when you see, there are some, genuine ones.
So, what has been your own encounter with developers?
I used to hold them by the jugular.
Obviously,
I used to hold them by the jugular. Okay, no, you can't. You can't do that. You hold them accountable. You know, you hold them. You don't really, even though at a point you get commission for selling this, but no.
You follow them through.
You follow them through and hold them accountable. You know, so there are sometimes you too. As a realtor, you're fair to the developer, because of course they encounter some things as well. This inflation we are talking about, so sometimes it delays their work, or you know, there are always
get
some
to build on time.
Issue or the other, you know. So you kind of like you look
balance
at the situation
out.
And then you act as a mediator between the developer and the subscriber. So you come to a conclusion. But when you see that the developer is the one defaulting, you should make noise. You make noise. You make noise. You don't let them get away with it.
Developers.
So, yes.
House so, built by developers.
Yes. Somebody is saying signals.
just leave them. It's signals on 91.3 Lagos. So if you have questions and comment for a guest, and you can also join us. Hey, Godu. You can also join us on our YouTube live, Young Cerebral. Now, questions, comment 009-234-5913. Send us a WhatsApp message 0809-234-5913. Someone is asking me that, which is better, buying land or buying a property, a built property?
Well, there are pros and there are cons. Okay. When you buy land, you get to build what you want.
Okay.
You know, you get to build it anyhow you want it. You know, it's yours. You get to see the materials that go into it and stuff like that. You know the quality of what you're building.
Mm.
But when you buy a house, you are at the mercy of the developer.
But you can also rebuild, can't you?
Well, I don't know. I don't think you follow most developer estates that you buy their prototype. Most of the time, they want you to maintain that structure. That
sometimes some of the things that the materials that they use are substandard.
That's why I say you are at the mercy of the developer at that point. But
if I buy outright,
where you have an advantage is when you buy off plan. Off plan is when the property is about to start off.
Okay.
The project is about to start off, or somewhere along the line before it's finished, you buy. So that way you can monitor
what they're building,
that project.
So how do I know I'm buying off plan?
No, they'll tell you it's off plan. We don't have, there's no structure to show. It's just like you're paying for that project as it's about to start. Yes, that is another good way
to buy
instead of building yourself. So you get to watch your unit or your house go up. You can monitor it. You can say, can go for site visitation, or whoever bought on your behalf can go for site inspections for you at every stage
of
the project. And you can alter some things. You know, you really can alter as long as it's still within the confines of what the developer had in mind. You
understand? Okay.
You can alter. So you can, like, maybe if there's a wall separating you and your dining area, you can decide you want to have an open kitchen and stuff like that. You can still do some alterations.
So which is more selling, off plan or buying property, built property or land? So you know that it's land, you're buying land, you're buying a built property, and then you're buying off plan. Which is selling more?
All are selling because some people just want to build by themselves. Because they don't want stories that say, after I bought a house, somewhere is leaking, somewhere is doing this. So.
Because we've had people buy a built property and they had to renew they had to do all of the materials by themselves again.
Yes, yes. That is where we need to caution our developers. They should build.
And not cut corners.
Yes, they should build what they said they will build. You know. So if you have trust issues, you can just buy your land and build it by yourself. But get ready, you will tie your belt very well.
Well, why did you say we should get ready?
Because you fight a lot of fights. E.g. from
Omonile.
Artisans. No, not even Omonile. The artisans can be frustrating as well. You know, you tell somebody, you give somebody, buy 100 bags of cement.
You buy 70. Day,
you know, things like that.
Then so which what do you advise?
You give a carpenter carpenter. You give them a specification. At the end of the day, they do something else. So those are the issues too. If you decide to build by yourself, but if you know you want to build by yourself, be ready to be on site or
be available, be present,
or you employ somebody that will be dedicated to that project. You know, so if you don't want to fight that fight, you buy
build property. Properties. So,
but to balance the two, I'd advise you buy
off plan.
Yes, so that way you have a level of control.
So off plan means that
off plan basically is a promise
that you will build what I ask you to build.
It's a promise, and a lot of trust goes into off plan. You understand? So if you're buying from the very get, some people buy before the foundation, say before they start the foundation and all that. So they follow up, follow up these things. You know,
no, so how easy is it selling land to people?
How easy is it?
Yeah, Well, because you talked about people being confused, people knowing what they want to do, people not knowing what they want.
It depends on what the person wants. If it's land they want, if they tell you categorically, I want land, it's land you will sell to them. You understand? But now you work with their budget. Your budgets will determine where you
are. But for some people, they want to buy land because they will use it later. Like, okay, let's just, we have this culture,
They call it land banking.
Okay,
It's called land banking. You can buy land, like for example now, Ekwe land is still relatively cheap, but it's not as cheap as it used to be. Before, you could get land of 500,000 and so, but now in Ekwe, you are looking at 1.5, 2 million, and then for such amounts, you are going further into
inside the village.
So you can decide, if you have, let me like one free 10 million now, you can just buy maybe an acre.
Okay.
And then you fence it and keep it there. Until you are ready. You can decide to develop it. You can decide to resell it later, which I believe is a good idea. To have something in that part of town. Because that place is going to explode.
But that's how everybody said it's going to explode. But there's some areas that does not even...
I've told you why Ekwe will explode. I've told you why Ibejuleke will explode.
Maybe it was because there's a Dangote somewhere happening there. But for some other areas apart from Ekwe.
Some areas where I feel, I don't know whether...
Oh, so you understand what I'm talking about.
I know some areas, and I'm going to mention it, is Badagry. What is Badagry's problem? Well, Badagry has a lot to offer. Why have they not developed? Are you from Badagry?
No. No, I think...
Why has Badagry not...
I'm from Badagry.
I'm just citing Badagry as an example.
Aha.
Badagry has been around for a very long time. Why has it not gone beyond... And then,
I think it's the road network. I think there's a road network issue.
But Ekwe had road network issues too.
Ekwe had road network issues because... he still has now.
Hey, but things are happening there. Do you understand? So Badagry has recreational centers right, left, and center. International route. So why is that place not developing?
Okay,
you know, maybe we'll have somebody that will help.
We'll go and look for the governor. You know, the governor has authority over all the land. So we need to go and look for Mr. Governor to go and answer all of those questions. But there are some areas where they'll say that the area would develop and would not develop in another 10 to 20 years.
I do not know.
Because there's some that people say buy this and sometimes when I'm with people who are talking about lands, sometimes it can be very confusing because I'm like, you are trying. They just buy built property and then you know that, okay.
No, you can't write off land. Land is still an asset.
Is land an asset or a liability?
It's an asset.
Some say it's a liability.
It's an asset because it appreciates. A liability is something that you just keep spending money over. It doesn't add any value to you.
But if the land is not giving me value...
Not that kind of value. Let me tell you how it appreciates.
Okay.
If you buy land today for, say, 500,000, give it another 1 year, that land will no more be 500,000. It will be, like, say, 1.5, and you didn't do anything to it. It's just there. You know, you didn't...
It's the environment that...
You didn't add any... Even if the environment is not as developed as you want it to be, that price still won't remain
the same
way it was.
Okay.
You know, so it's an asset. It has added value to you.
Hmm.
And you didn't spend anything on it. Some people will buy... Hey, I want to mention something. When you buy land, don't leave it like that. Do something. Do something on it. Even if it's a dwarf wall or something, don't leave your land like
that. Why? Why shouldn't we?
You run the... risk of that land being encroached on.
Okay.
Especially if you didn't buy from a developer. If you bought from a Omonile or a community.
It's gone.
No, it won't necessarily go. It might still be there, but you just see that land of 600 square meters that you bought, you just discover that it has gone to 450
because they're still in the land.
Entering the land small. So what you do is, when you get the land, after you've paid for it and everything is fine and all that, do something on it. Don't leave it. Or some people will buy land, leave it 5-6 years. By the time you get back to it, they won't even recognize the place again. They won't even know where the land is again, you know. Even if you're not ready to do it, pay somebody, you know, at different times to help you clear the place. You know, there's a down is not too bad.
You will know
if you don't go there physically. You know, pay locals around. Ever me clear, you know. Keep it clean, keep it neat.
You will know she's passionate about land because
yes,
there's the way she's talking about it.
I find it one kind when you've parted with that kind of
money.
You just abandon the place and go
with
like that.
Too much
then,
money.
Then, no, sometimes it's not too much money.
It's just that you bought it and then you relax.
You don't do that. You don't do that. You do something on your land, you know, so that tomorrow you won't hear stories.
They say you should do for everyone that's going to buy like it signals 91.3. I believe not it signals 91.3 Lagos Talks. We're discussing land, real estate, properties. Are you going to buy land, off plan, build property? If you have questions for her before we wrap up quickly, send us, call us 009-234-5913. You can also call 009-191-3913. You send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-234-5913. How do you foresee the real estate market in the coming years? At least in the next 2 years.
Oh, wow. Like I said, I speak for Lagos. Lagos is expanding. Lagos is expanding.
Need to go and look
every corner of Lagos is developable. I'm saying it now. For all those people that say one part is far, this place is far.
It is far.
It is investment. You don't necessarily have to live there. That's okay. The point. You don't necessarily have to live where your investment is.
Mm.
You know, take for example that Lekki Free Trade Zone where you have Dangote River and all that. People that work there will need somewhere to stay.
Now, sorry, Beth. You said that it's refinery. So all that is it fire that used to come out. It's not going to affect the environment because I saw something about it on Facebook and yes. I was like, okay, I was going to ask.
Well, I learned the refinery is designed in such a way that the piping is
underground,
beneath the sea.
Okay.
So you won't have any emissions in the air.
That's the word, is
like
emission.
That. Yes, emission. Yeah, yes, it's emission. So. Yes, so the and then when people hear Dangote refinery, they believe, they just imagine that they are living inside the refinery. No, there are statutory setbacks, you know, from the edge of the refinery to the road and to livable areas, you know. There are setbacks that governments have put in place that is not so close to where
the
people are. And that area is basically commercial.
Okay. Hold on a second. Hello, good morning. Okay, send us a WhatsApp message, 0809. Hello.
Hello, yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where are you calling us from?
Kelvin from Fulbright.
Welcome. Question or comment?
Yeah, I'm enjoying the topic of the guest.
Thank you.
On the show.
Thank you.
Question.
Yeah, you were saying the way she's speaking that you could see how passionate
yes,
she was.
She is.
I can't see her, but I could.
Yeah, she's doing a good job telling us about it. So
yeah, okay. So you were saying something. Say for example, I have 5 million and I want to invest in a land.
Yes.
One of the things I can do is wall it, right?
Wall it. Yes.
Yes. Fence it around. Yes.
Okay.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a very high fence. You can just start with maybe a dwarf wall, you know, till when you can afford to do something higher. Just to show that you are the owner of this space. Nobody.
Of it. Someone owns it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Please, can you leave your details? We would like to.
Okay.
Yes. I'm grateful to you.
No problem then.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, the last question is, how do you foresee the real estate market in the coming years?
Yes, you asked that before. Yeah. I see it as something that is going to bloom.
Bloom.
It's going to bloom. Like
going
I
to
said,
bloom. Let's just use the word bloom.
Oh, it will bloom. It will explode.
Okay.
Because, like I said, the housing deficit is still very, very, the gap is very, very wide between those that have houses and those that don't have houses, you know. So, and I give kudos to the developers, you know, don't let us bash them all the time. They are doing a fantastic
job. That's 50%
job.
Of the good developers that will not allow us crash.
They're genuine ones. Give them their flowers. They're genuine ones. Mm. And they are really trying, despite what is going on, the inflation rates and, you know, and all of that. So they are the ones gradually closing up
this gap,
you understand. So yeah, real estate in the next 3-5 years in Lagos State is going to be something to cheer about.
Okay, you understand? Now before I let you go, is there is a challenge I have with developers.
Yes,
they can build small houses. We grew up in houses where our rooms were big
because the lands are no more available. Like for example, now people want to remain in Lekki. Okay. People want to remain in Lekki Phase 1. People want to remain in Ikate. You know, when somebody buys land of 200 million, and he
stay continue,
and they want to maximize profits. You understand?
The windows are small. The windows are small.
But you know, people are still buying it because they want to remain there. Okay. You know,
so if
you
we are the problem.
Houses, you want big house where you build.
Yeah, window. I grew up with big windows.
Go and buy land. Buy acres. You can buy you can build your mansion there. You understand? Hey, but because the land use here, land. Okay, if you want to buy land in Ikoyi now. I saw one land going for, was it 1.5 billion or something? Land alone. No, so what are you going to build on top? You know,
I will maximize my space.
Now you're talking,
I will maximize my space.
Now you're talking because they want to maximize profit as well.
Profit and space.
It's you people that want to live. You want the clout, you want so you manage.
You're big, but the spaces are very tiny. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My time is up. The time is
my pleasure. I enjoyed every minute I spent here. I enjoyed it.
No problem. Well, it's signals, and to everyone who's listening, yes, her number before they come from.
Okay, yeah. So my number is my company, MJ Realty. They're right here in Lagos. My number is 0909.
Okay.
1140226.
Now you call it. You know when somebody's going to call you. Say 0901.
Okay.
23.
Okay. That's one by one.
Yes.
let me break it down like a 3-year-old.
Good.
Okay.
Quickly.
0909.
Okay.
1140226.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, and that's it for Signals Market. Signals Market listeners. Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you very much. Everyone who's listening in and called in, thank you. Have a wonderful week. As we always see on Signals, dream again, create opportunities for people. And then people will be people. Keep creating opportunities. Have a wonderful week and God bless.
Yes, I am hopeful for today. Take this music.